go out to LA. Somebody need to do a song for LA.
Hello, my name is Elaine, and I'll be your tour guide through South Central Los Angeles.
Look, count my dough and smoke up. I'm from California. Where you from? So what? I'm from California. California. California.
This is Los Angeles.
Well, where are we going?
Westward, ho.
Mic check, mic check. We in the building. We got seven layers of honesty because a fellow podcaster, a friend, the voice of all voices. Oh, she has spoken. You understand? One half of Call Me When You Get Off. Yeah, man. They doing it different. Doing it big is like 2022, 23, 24. They're doing it different, effective, efficiently, right now. Shout out to Shan. Shout out to Gigi. That dynamic duo, that's like James Harden and Kyrie. Like, is regardless of what you think is going to go on defensively, there's going to be some buckets involved. That's what that podcast is about. It hasn't dropped yet. I got inside because those my dogs right there. You got to keep shooters on the payroll. And if any time I need to just play the background and say, hey, handle that for me. I know them two right there. Golden. And Shan, we need to talk because me and Shan ain't did a show together in so long. So Shan, I totally blame you for that, but all is forgiven. Fuck it. 2025, let's figure this shit out. All right. We got a classic coming up and it's not even in the works yet, but shout out to Gigi because guess what she did? Challenged. It's a challenge. She sent me seven of these things. And seven is a cold number. Y'all want to know what the number seven means? It means it's higher than six, lower than eight. And that's strictly facts. You know what I mean? But nonetheless, let's get to it. She proceeded to ask me. This is a familiar question because it came from a show that's no longer here. Yeah, man. May that show rest in peace. They had a good run. But they had great topics. And I remember this one coming from this show, you know what I'm saying? And shout out to G Jizzle for having the mindset, the creativeness to say, hey, I need you to answer this. What means more to you? Or what would you prefer to be? Respected or have loyalty? But this is in three different whatever you want to call it right now. I can't think of it. But look, workplace, friendship, relationship. Well, in workplace, I probably would pick just respect it. I figure if you have a certain level of respect for somebody, y'all not going to go through no BS at work. You know what I'm saying? Like, loyalty can only go so far at a workplace, depending on the situation. You know what I'm saying? Whether it's a career or not, you know, if you're involved with other people, work-wise, you're going to have some differences, different opinions, different backgrounds, different cultures, you know, or just different ways of dealing with shit. So that loyalty can be shaky depending on the situation, but respect, that can go a long way in a workplace because that respect can carry you to a whole nother level. Respect can get you through doors that you know, just being cool with or just getting by won't get you in. So I got to go with respect overall. As far as friendship, that's a no-brainer. That would definitely be loyalty. But I think if you do get the loyalty, that comes with automatic respect. But if I had to pick between the two, it's definitely loyalty. Loyalty is something that, to me, it helped you live longer. When you got a consistent friendship, like on brand, me and the homies, we've been friends for over 20-some years, over 20, 25, damn near 30 years, since middle school. I go in my group chat, my personal group chat, everybody got a main group chat. Everybody has that main one that with a couple of day ones in there. You know what I mean? And the six of us total, we got history, some dating far as back as middle school. You see what I'm saying? Like my at the core, my core friends are still there. Now, were there more core friends at a certain period? Yeah, like that circle was crazy huge in middle school. Then when you get to high school, you start to shape the circle a little bit more. Still a big circle, but you start to shape it a little more. College, you start adding your new. This is like your new sandbox, because this is a timestamp. This is a checkpoint in life where it's a real thing when you talk about, oh, we've been on each other since college. We've been knowing each other since high school, middle school, elementary, so on. Like those are stepping stones. You know what I'm saying? But your college friends is your new best friend. You know, your old best friends, well, that's vintage. That's everything between 80 and 89. Some of the most classic vintage shit you'll ever catch was in the 80s. And that's what your old friends are. Some of that, you know what I'm saying? These are the cats where y'all spent the night at each other's houses, ate a large amount of candy and shit like that. Niggas having Nerf gun fights, playing Street Fighter, Mortal Kombat, Mario Kart. You know what I'm saying? Talking on the phone with girls. You know what I'm saying? Trying to get that three-way. Hey, you dial this number, la, la, la. Yeah. Staying on the phone late at night. Yeah, when we had to get girls' numbers on gum paper, niggas kept pencils. Grades was finicky. Some niggas was a C average in school. Some niggas was the, you know, borderline B student. Very rare. It's very rare a group of niggas that was in that A column. We had some nerdy hood niggas, but 1%. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, that's what that is. That's what that is. Friendship is just, that's special. That's special. That's your friendship. Some of your friends is family. Some maybe even closer than family. That's how important, like, friendship. We don't talk enough about true friendships and cousins, first cousins. It's different. You know what I'm saying? Like, your siblings, that's separate than a cousin. You know, because a cousin is a hybrid between a brother and a homeboy, a sister and your homegirl. It's a hybrid of that. That's what a cousin is. So shout out to the friendship. And then the last is relationship. So in my case, obviously, it'd be my marriage. Loyalty. Again, this is the same thing as the friendship. I feel like loyalty, if you pick loyalty, you automatically get grandfathered in with respect. So that's what I want from you. Want a woman. You can't have my woman. I want Marcia, Marcedo Says. Okay, that's my first nickname to her. My first nickname to her was I think it was Sugar. Then it evolved to Sugar Plum Pie, you know, or just Sugar. I got Big Sugar and I got Little Sugar, right? But that's my dog right there. And then when it's that teammate, no matter. To me, it's Kobe and Powell. Not Kobe and Shaq. That was a hell of a teammate relationship. They were brothers, but it was, we know what it is. Pal, you can see it, Pal and Kobe, that was more of a true brother, true relationship on and off the court. You could tell, you know, Pal's been there ever since. So, yeah, when it comes to my dog, it's like, I just want that loyalty. I want that we in this and we going through the gray hair stages. We going through the dad bod stages. We're getting there. And we're changing, like, individually and at the same time, together. You know what I'm saying? We get more mature. We start let a lot of stuff go that used to bother. It's a lot attached to that loyalty. It's a lot attached to it. And it feels good. It's dope. It's dope. But like I said, like you can't get no type of loyalty from a chick that don't respect you anyway. Right? How can you? You can't even get across the bridge like that. It's not even possible, bro. It's not even possible. Let's see the next. That was a good first. Look, yo, out the gate. Opening up out the gate. I mean, we talking about. She on some Ohtani. She got heat. She said the next one, top five songs to start a new year. But so basically she's saying the top five songs. That I'll be starting this year off with. That's easy. Out the gate, I'm gonna go with SARS and World. It's an Afro. We in the Afro beats, you know what I'm saying? And I got this track while we was over there in Ghana. Heard this and I shazam that shit so fast. Popped up and I'm like, man, this shit some kind of heat right there. And I've been playing it ever since I got back. I played it 11 times once we got on that plane. Once we got on that plane, I said, oh, it's right here. Hey, come on. I gotta give you the intro. The homie start telling all the business, and he straightforward with it. Watch the intro right here, Drizzy.
Dealing with my stress.
Hey.
Dealing with your stress.
And you know it.
Dealing with my friends. Dealing with your friends.
And you know it. I know. Be honest, gonna be so mad at me because I'm not supposed to be playing music. You know, because I just wanted to put some detail into it. Be honest, don't be mad at me, man. Please don't be mad at me. So that's one song right there. Let's see, the next song. What we got after? Oh, I went old school. So look for all my 80s. Hey, 12 Cal, Wake It Up. King Jerk. Well, we don't know about it. We gotta do an R&B investigation on King Jerk. I'm just saying it. King Jerm, soon as you hear this message, just call my phone, bro. Don't even finish the show. Call my phone because I need to know if you are if you like that when it comes to that R&B. I don't know, man. Niggas is talking on the street. All I'm doing is listening. Headphones and everything. But 12 Cal, no, man, because, you know, as a person who has... 12 Cal has a dope ass music podcast. I'm sorry. I know I'm going off real quick, but I got to do this. This is for a reason. You know what I'm saying? But me, Brett, 12 Cal came up with this phenomenal idea. Hey, cliffhanger. I ain't going to even tell you what it is, but it's going to be, hey, you'll be involved. Like all my listeners right now, you could be a part of this dope ass idea we just came up with. And I want you to participate, but I'm not going to tell you yet. I'm not going to tell you. You're just going to have to listen to his episode. And I think he'll explain it to the fan base because it's something he's introducing. What did I say? Introducing. God, what did I say? Introducing? Fuck, man. Anyhow, he'll introduce the idea that we came up with, that everybody, including my listeners and the listeners over there with Dolomite, Too Much Game, you know what I'm saying? Views from the Seven, you know, all them cats. Hey, it's a dope idea. So tap into his latest episodes and you'll get the answer. You'll get the answer. Anyhow, let's get back to it. Songs for 2025 that I'm rolling with. Oh yeah, 12 Cal know about this one. He already know about this one right here. See, this is why I say when it comes to the 80s, it's not too many niggas I'm gonna sit up there and actually argue with. You know what I'm saying? The 80s was, you had to be creative. You had to. They from Minnesota. It's something in that Minnesota. Hold up. Wait a minute. It's something in that Minnesota water. They got niggas over there all the time. And y'all know who from the city over there. You already know who. Pancakes. And Eagle Hoop. But I'm put it to you like this, man. Hey, this right here. GG, this is what I'm listening to in the beginning of the year, 2025. This is it. Just one look and I knew you would make it. This is, shout out to the 80s. This is what we was doing, walking around. Bye. You love us the best. Shout out to that, man. Who else we got on here? But anyways, that was the Jets, okay? That was on their, I think that was their first debut album, self-entitled The Jets. You know what I'm saying? They from Minnesota, big dog. They from Minnesota. You got it all. From the Jets. Oh my God. I think it was like 7-8 members or something like that. Hey, nigga, the Jacksons had some competition. You know what I'm saying? Like it was groups out there, family groups, you know? So don't think it wasn't like that. You know? So what else we got? You know, we're gonna go with they. Diamonds and Pearls. 2025, it feel right. It feels right. I be all over the place with this R&B shit. Shout out to Jay Book. Queen Boys, and I. Hey. It's all updated. The R&B playlist is updated almost daily. It's you know, that's light though. I pat myself on the back for that one. I ain't gonna even lie to you. I feel real good about that. Back to it. Another song for 2025 I've been stuck on. I mean, SZA. It seems like at this point she has to try to miss on purpose. Cause her record is pretty damn flawless right now. You know we got a real history. This right here, I don't know, it puts me in just this. That's the reason I can choose me. This is a cold song right here. Very creative song right here. It's a 70s vibe to me though. This has like a black Brady Bunch feel all over it. Yeah, this is it. back again. That's it right there. Says you stop playing, dog. You be playing around too much. That's why I don't be fucking with you like that, because you play around too much. Let's see. And then I stumbled across this. I've been stuck on this new Lova by Nombi. I was just, it got caught in my algorithms, and you know how that shit goes. But it's some funky shit right here. When I tell you, I was like, hey, you look at my nose, you think it might be some, there ain't no white donut powder. I'm just saying, this is what it sounds like. It's Hennessy straight. In that cognac glass. My chest hair out. This for sure. Polo, split the polo. Hey, chest hair out. I got on the Lakers short. I got on the Lakers short, the Byron Scott. This is a like a licorice. You know what I'm saying? This is a red vine. This is a red vine with it. And this is infant. Baby, time will tell if it gels or we quit. Seasons. Oh man. It's crazy out here. Bianna's gonna be, he gonna be cussing my ass out playing on this music. That was a good question. That's the end of that one. I think I answered that question. You know what I'm saying? If I need to say it again, I am gonna say it again. She said top five songs to start your new year, and I gave you five. Yes, I did. Now, next one. Let's see. The next one. Hold up. I gotta check something. All right, we back at it. So the next one is 10 things that, 10 songs that pick you up when you feeling down. All right, that's a good one. I don't know if she meant songs or 10 things. But since, you know what? I'm going to do things. I want to say it's songs. It was a typo. But I didn't look up 10 songs. I just gave 10 different things that I do when I'm feeling down. So let's do that. Okay. Substitution. We do this. This is great. I love that we can fix errors in while we're live. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're live right now. We're not supposed to cuss. We're going to get in trouble, but we fixed it right then and there. You know what I'm saying? So we back at it. I'm going to go number 10, music and meditation. Me, this is what I personally do. Friday, that's when the crates open. You know, if I can't find anything new, then I just start digging in the old crates. You know what I'm saying? Just going through random years like 97 or, you know, 84. You know what I'm saying? So just going down those years and those eras to see what songs that I want to listen to or that I could add to the library, add to the R&B playlist. Let's see, at number 9, video games. Hey, yeah, ladies, for the ladies out there that'd be like, what grown man? Me. Me. And I got a gang of homies that's my age and a little bit older. We still playing video games. Let us have that. You want us to have peace? Nigga, let me be a 6'2 running back, 5-star, 7-star running back out of South Central that's going to UCLA, and then I'm going to transfer to like Syracuse and then transfer again to Tulum because of NIL. Let me be that when I get home, okay? I have to be a husband, a father, a co-worker, a brother. When I get home, I want to be a 7-star athlete, okay? And I'm going to the rec, Penrose, Merv. Niggas ain't hit me in a long. Niggas is acting different. Well, I left the country, niggas don't hit me no more. Niggas don't even hit like that. Look, when we talk about friendships, loyalty, can't tell. These niggas ain't sent me no, and I just logged in. Nigga, I had to go to NCAA football. Shout out to Gold D. I abandoned my nigga. I got to go call Odin. I got to call, man. It's some solid niggas that I abandoned. And I'm a deadbeat friend when it sometimes. I apologize, fellas. I'm on my way back. Okay? But I am a freshman running back. Who I play for? Wisconsin. Yeah, we like 6-3. We lost some key games, but fuck it, man. Y'all, I'm still playing video games, okay? That's at number 9. Number 8, making merch. I love making merch. I love making one-of-ones. I love doing the R&B wordplay on the crew necks. I love it. Diamonds and R&B. Oh, man. You know, that's the playoff of Diamond and Pearls with the lips. Holla at me. $100 sweater. It's all personal. Like, my DNA is touching that. Pause. I don't want to make it sound like that, but you're getting it straight from the designer. So stop playing with me. I know my worth. Okay? That's merch. Number 7, retail shopping. I mean, that's self-explanatory. Everybody should be doing that. Go spend some money on yourself. I just bought me an $80 gel blaster. Like, nigga, I'm spending money on burners. They toy burners, but nigga, like, let me, I want to be in shootouts. I want to be in Call of Duty inside my house. Let me do that for my sanity, okay? What we got at the number 6, binge watching TV. Give me that. Give me that. I want to watch. I just finished watching The Madness. Give me that. Now I got to go find something else. You know, I need to go finish All American, The Chi. It's so many seasons that I'm behind on both of those shows. A Different World is coming back on Netflix. I'm about to dog walk that. Oh, I can't wait, Todd. Man, come on, Hillman. Come on. We always trying to go to Hillman. We don't know where Hillman is. Technically, you know, I would have definitely went to Hillman, man. Somebody do that. Dr. Umar, I understand what you're supposed to be doing, brother. Number 5, podcast. What I'm doing right now, you hear my voice? Do you like my podcast? Good. My podcast like you, too. You and my podcast go together. So, nigga, appreciate it. I like podcasting. You want to know why? Because for some of us, it's certain sports you had to play. It's certain leadership roles you had to take on. Certain careers you had to be a part of to get statues. This podcast is the diamond lane to getting your own statue. Because you're building it. This is my audio statue right here. Episode by episode, it's a body of work. You could run my shit back and you could be able to picture what was going on in 2016 or what was going on in 2020. Yeah. It's going to be a vivid story. It's going to be right there. You have to back up from, you're going, yeah. It's very vivid. You know what I mean? I like that one. Podcasting. I love that one. Number 4, content creating. So look, outside of merch and shit like that, or podcasting, like content creating, just from time to time, I want to make a TikTok video. I see a trend that's popping off that I felt is entertaining or funny. I go try to do my best version of it. Or I have an idea and I just, all right, I want to be creative today. I don't post as much as probably I need to, brand-wise, but you know what I do, I do it, you know? So, yeah, that's how I feel about that. That's definitely how I feel about that. Content creating at number 4. Number 3, talking on the phone. I don't like talking on the phone to everybody. So to everybody, I don't like talking on the phone. But to everybody else, I love talking on the phone. It just depends on who it is and what we talking about. You know what I mean? We all have, like, for me talking to my wife, then I'll call Hey, I'll call Marquise. We be talking about all kind of Cloud 9 shit. Like Cloud 9 conspiracies and butterfly effects. That's what the, and hip hop. That's what me, you mix all that shit in the gumbo pot. That's what me and Marquise be talking about. You know what I'm saying? Then I talk, King German called me out of the, King German be listening to my show. King German be listening to my show at 9:34 p.m. on a Thursday. He'll call me like, hey, baby. Something I said or whatever, that nigga will call. He'll call me at 2:37 a.m. Hey, baby, what you said about peanut butter and jelly? He's not going to let you. We got to talk about King Germ. There's some things we got to talk about, though. Tell in 12 count of what I'm talking about. Nonetheless, that's my guy. That's my guy at the end of the day, man. That's talking on the phone with him is always entertaining. You know what I'm saying? Then me and Marcy, we have so many different type of conversations on the phone. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, talking on the phone, man. It's always, me and Britt, we just be, I FaceTime her or whatever. We just be talking on the phone about Virgo paint and basketball and music. And we be talking about all kind of shit, all kind of random shit. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, shout out. So, number two. Number two is sex. Yeah, I mean, that's one of the best decompressing fulfillment. Just go have some sex. You know what I'm saying? Go to the sex store. We just came from the sex store. Hey, came to the sex store, seen some wild stuff up in there, first of all. The BDSM section, right? They had a fisting. Understand, like, It was a whole ass fist in there with the arm for fisting, like hands. What niggas had? They had the chair with the straps and stuff like that. They had cuffs. They had some shit. I'm like, damn. You know what I'm saying? And you know, but we came from some stuff though. We came later reviews. Later reviews, but they did have some chocolate. Hey, man, when I tell you, Lob City, yep, sex. It's sex. That's number two. And then number one, traveling and planning. You know what? Even before the traveling part, just the planning of it. You know what I'm saying? Like when you say, hey, like this year, where are we going? And we say, hey, you want to go to Rome? Boom. Let's hit that travel agent up. Put it on the calendar. Make the payments. Make sure you take off. And you go. We did that. We said, hey, this year for your birthday, which was last year in 2024, hey, we gonna go somewhere for your birthday and for Christmas. So no. I mean, we put up a tree, but there was no presents under the tree. We just took a tree out, decorated it, and just set it there. Nothing under it. Well, my daughter bought, my daughter, she, homemade gifts. But I love it, sugar. Yes, I do. But yeah, planning it. You know what I'm saying? When you like, yo, we going here and we making the payments, it's the build up. You know what I'm saying? Especially if you set it for something that's like 6 to 8 months down the line in a year, it's like you got something to look forward to. You're gonna go through a spell where you forget about the trip. You know what I'm saying? That's probably like a month or two down the line. You know what I'm saying? You just been working, going home, shit like that. Typical shit. And then you remember in your head, you see a commercial or hear a song or some shit like that, and you just, oh shit, we got 4 months until the trip, and then, oh my God, two months into the trip, and then 3 weeks into the trip, and then the week of the trip, and then boom. Yeah, traveling, man. That's my number one thing. And like I said, before you even get to the traveling part, it's just the planning of it, or it's just the idea of it. Just put your fucking, get a globe, spin that ball, and just stop it with your finger and see where it points. And say, all right, go somewhere in this section of the planet. Do that shit. Like, nigga, hey, man, just say, hey, I was able to do this. I was able to go here. Take advantage of that, bro. I'm trying to tell you. All right, what's the next one? What is the next one? Top 7 songs that you play when you having a day. All right, well, I don't know if I have I don't know if I have 7 songs, but I would say it could be anything. You know what I'm saying? Like, I could be feeling like gangster rap, or I could be feeling R&B. I could be feeling the album, you know? Like, Victoria Monet, Jaguar, that whole series, though, you could just put that motherfucker on shuffle. You know what I'm saying? And just let that motherfucker go. So I could just, her, Haley Smalls, like, there's certain artists where I could just shuffle, when I could just pick their name and just shuffle that shit. Because they voice and they, the way they make their songs, like, they have a certain song pattern. They stay in that pocket, and it's nice. But that's, you know, I don't have 7 songs exactly, because I didn't really want to do too much music, but, you know, I got a playlist. I got a West Coast Bias playlist. Nothing but West Coast artists on there. And then I got the R&B playlist. I mean, I should be charging for that. Shit. All right, what's the next thing? 3 things you do to keep your relationship going. We advance our communication. So what I mean is like, we're just finding new ways to talk to each other in a more respectful way, you know, and to listen, not to judge. You know what I'm saying? So it's just staying on top. It's like an update. It's like a, you know what I'm saying? Like an update with some shit. Doing more than expected. So it'll be taking some things that my wife does oh so well, whether it's towards a house or with the kids, and it's like taking a few of those responsibilities and just doing them myself. You know what I'm saying? So where it could bring into more of a balance. You know what I mean? So getting better at that. Definitely getting better at that. And then sexual lifestyle building. Like, we continue to find ways to keep getting ourselves aroused around each other and stuff like that, and seeing our limitations and certain kinks and shit like that. You got to, hey, shit gonna happen. It's gonna happen, Captain. We gonna figure it out. What's the next one? That was a good one. Top 5 albums of all time that you can play back to back with no thought or skip. Yeah, you're gonna like this. I'm gonna go Good Kid, Mad City. I could float through that whole album. Stand By is that new GNX. To me, GNX, there's a correlation between GNX and Good Kid. But this is not the episode to go in depth about that. But that's why I got those two right next to each other. Even though I felt like to be a butterfly, I don't even want to go. I don't want to go do this. But yeah, that goddamn Gen X is in there, off the wall for sure. You got to have Mike up in there, right? 12 Cal, Humbert. You gotta have MJ in there, off the wall. I could play that about three times in a row. Just let it go. Off the wall. Sweet. Sweet. Confessions, for sure. Bangers. All of it. Whole album. Killer. My least favorite song on there is My Boo. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Alicia Keys. It's like, I diet like you. You know what I'm saying? It's all love, though. But Confessions, banger. Still, oh, my God. That's a masterpiece right there. And you had to be there in that moment, probably at a certain age. Like, younger niggas probably wouldn't understand. You know what I'm saying? Confessions, that was like the college years right there. You know what I'm saying? That was dorm life right there. Yeah, Confessions. And I get one more, right? Blueprint for sure. Blueprint, that was one of my favorites of all time, was the Blueprint. A lot of niggas don't know, like, one of my favorite songs on there is just... It's right here, so cold. The amount of times I rent this shit back, I was wearing this CD out. Emma, rock representer, summer the winner, dead or alive, 24/7, 365, one CD of 360 pies. What's up, Ian there. Kirk? Welcome that home to Taj. Never change. Beautiful times,
man.
It was so beautiful back then, man. It was. You had some great questions, big dog. Last one. Things that help you stay up or go to sleep. Yeah. That's edibles. They do both. You know what I'm saying? But I think things that make me go to sleep, I don't fight my sleep. And sometimes my sleep be winning. You know, sometimes, like, you ever watch something? Most of the time that I start falling asleep is when I start watching an episode or a movie. And, you know, when you blank out and you wake back up, you don't know how long you've been asleep. You don't know if you've been asleep for 5 seconds or 50 minutes. You just don't know. You know what I'm saying? You don't know how far in the episode. You know what I'm saying? You fucked. Now you got to stop it. And then when you start back later on in the day, you're going to have to rewind it 15 seconds backwards. Got to figure it out. But yeah, edibles will put me down, dog. But it'll elevate me. It'll have me get up and wash the dishes, talk to myself, make some merch, feed the dogs, do 10 jumping jacks. Eat me a quesadilla and a bowl of oatmeal. Clean up the kitchen. Make lunch for my daughter. Get in the bed. I watch at least 7 minutes of an episode. Fall asleep. That's what's going to happen. But to keep me up, like, I know... If I was to go home, if I had a Friday night off, and Marcy ended up going to bed like around 10 something, just say she had a long week, she crash out, I'll go down in the kitchen, break out the equipment, creative juices flowing, and yeah, the idea of just creating something. And having everything that you need, like, right then and there, it's one of the best feelings in the world. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to understand. Creative people just, you know, when you have an idea and you have an idea to the point where you have it down with so many details and you're putting everything together in your head and it's like, you got to do it. You have to do it. Now, you have all the tools you need. You have all the resources that you need to get it done and you have access to it. When you have access to everything that you need to create your idea right then and there, that is one of the best feelings in the world. One of the best feelings in the world. Hey, shout out to the Rap Roundtable. Hey, Joy rapping. Joy is rapping, and I see what he's doing. I see what he's doing. He go after K-Dot first, then he go after Cole. He might say something about Aubrey next. You know what I'm saying? He's acknowledging the field, but he's still having his eye on the prize. I see what he's doing. But y'all got to stop making excuses for yourselves. Like, are y'all gonna support the nigga or not? And you can't say that we whining and my shoulder's not up, Jar. This is just how they naturally are. You know what I'm saying? Y'all can't have it both ways. Y'all can't say, well, hey, he don't have to look at them like they in the same class, because then we're going to say the same thing about Kenny and Cole and Aubrey. Like, you're not in that same class. We're going to say you're doing more cloud chasing than trying to bring back whatever you think you're bringing back. No. With all due respect, Joy doing what we got to do. It's just a lot of mafioso rapping. The vibes is telling me. I see it. We need direct shots though, man. After two songs, just say a name. Put the name on the bullet, bro. The subliminals is cool. You could keep those, but throw in the name from time to time. How else are we gonna start this? You know what I'm saying? You can't keep flinching at niggas. Swing. Just rap, Joy. Just rap. Hey, man, shout out to y'all. Hey, this was a phenomenal episode. This episode was produced and directed by Gigi. Okay, so y'all go follow her or hit me up. I'll let y'all know. You know what I'm saying? I'll let y'all know, but... Shout out to her. Go thank her for a phenomenal episode. If it wasn't for her, if it wasn't for Dre, I would have, you know, we done. We done. Cut it.